The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? The lawyer answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. By wanting to justify himself, the lawyer asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hand of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day the Samaritan took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you will spend. Jesus asked, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The lawyer said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord. If we pay attention in the Holy Spirit, we can recognize that there are actually 3 presences of Jesus here in this Gospel. We can recognize Jesus, obviously, as the teacher, the one who gives the parable that explains loving the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and your neighbor as yourself. But there are other presences of Jesus which help us to live that way of holiness, which we should also recognize, which only comes through a deep and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. These other presences of Jesus are Jesus as the victim and Jesus as the healer. You see, in the parable of the Samaritan, we could also find Jesus in the man who fell into the hands of robbers, who faced violence, who faced the suffering of this world, just like Jesus on the cross, who faced violence and suffering of this world. And we can also find Jesus in the healer, both the Samaritan and the innkeeper, who poured wine and oil upon his wounds and took care of him. This is important to recognize the depths of the presence of our Lord, which can only be found and understood by those who have a relationship with Jesus and continue to have that relationship marked off, coming to Sunday Mass, praying daily, seeking him every day until the ends of our lives. See, there is the obvious interpretation here, which most people look at, as we're called to follow the path of the Samaritan and be a good Samaritan to others, which actually is good and holy and was the foundation of the inspiration of the early Christians to reach out and pick up people off the street. Literally, it was The early Christians were the first to go out to start the ambulances services, the first hospitals to pick up the infants who were exposed by their parents because they didn't want them anymore, to be with the dying. These were all developed through Christian influence in the Western nations. You see, in the ancient world, as we see here, the Jews even had forgotten that they had the law, which was calling them to reach out to the widow and the orphan and the marginalized, and symbols in the Levite and the priest who left the Samaritan along the side of the road, or left the robber, the one who was robbed along the side of the road. And the Romans would do likewise. It was only the one who saw with the eyes of grace who then recognized he needed to pick up his neighbor. We as Christians can have this grace through Christ to see with his eyes. You see, the Lord offers us different graces for the way of holiness. Love is shown more in deeds rather than in words, as St. Ignatius said, following Jesus Christ. In order to live this, we need first the teaching of the way of holiness, which the Jews had in some way, and Christ had to the highest degree. And we need grace to help us overcome ourselves. You see, we can also find ourselves in the victim and the need for healing. Jesus, as he is present in the victim of the robbery, is present in as much as he is with all Christians who suffer, in some sense, all humanity who suffers, faces violence and difficulties. But the Lord shows us the way through that in his grace. He shows us both physically and spiritually how to go through suffering, as he inspires people to reach out and start medical aid and institutions. But even in a greater way, he offers us the balm of the sacraments and the sanctifying grace to overcome original sin, our victimhood of this world. So we are all victims of sin, and original sins, that we have that divided heart and intellect. But the Lord reaches down to us with the saving waters of baptism, with the anointings, and the communion as we receive in grace, to give us strength to overcome our difficulties and to heal us. These are the other graces that he wishes to give to us. To heal us through the sacraments, through the life of relationship with him. And then he gives us even higher graces. See, we need the grace of healing, and then he wants to give us the higher graces to raise us to the supernatural life, and then to build on that supernatural life with the life of virtues. But we can only do this through the grace of God. We can only see with the eyes of Christ through his supernatural grace that transforms our way of seeing, gives us strength to do what is good, and calls us to go forth. Then we can live the life of virtues, going out like the Good Samaritan to reach out to those who are in need, and ourselves to learn to suffer well and to suffer with others. This is another important aspect. The Samaritan was not only picking up the man, but he was suffering with him, as we understand the word compassion, to have a heart that suffers with another. These are what the Lord Jesus gives to those who are in relationship with him. And we should understand this and know our heritage as Christians. See, all these institutions of hospitals and healthcare would crumble if we forget our Christian inheritance. People only go out because centuries passed. They recognize that other humans were created in the image of God, that they were worthy of respect and love, and they started to pick them up. They didn't treat them like trash. They didn't try to commit genocide against them, as they are doing in some parts of the world now, and that nations quickly fall back into if they do not have and do not live in Jesus Christ. Would then that we would recognize the presence of Jesus in his teaching, in entering into our sufferings with us, and raising our eyes and our life into the supernatural realm so that we can go out in his name. This is the witness of the gospel. This is the calling of the gospel. Do not be aloof to it, but recognize the calling of Jesus, the calling of holiness, and recognize the graces that he holds out to you so that you too can be a witness as a good Samaritan to others, a witness to how to suffer well, a witness to the saving hope of Jesus Christ and of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.